We turn now to India, where a mass demonstration has turned violent in central Delhi. Protesters have gathered through the week in the wake of a brutal attack on a young woman who was gang raped last weekend, an assault that has set off huge displays of public anger. NPR's Julie McCarthy joins us now with details of this disturbing case. Julie, thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you.
What happened today?
Well, thousands of protesters converged on India Gate this morning, a central Delhi landmark, and they carried placards that said, "Protect India's Women." That's the theme here. And some of the demonstrators then moved down a big boulevard known as Rajpath, breaking through police barricades and pressing toward the president's residence. And that's when the police cracked down. The Rapid Action Force opened up water cannon and fired tear gas at the crowd. A wave of demonstrators fell back. But another column crossed them and headed into the fray. A police van was damaged. About a dozen students were injured. The road in front of the president's house is now blocked. But there are protests that do continue here. Students, activists, onlookers, families with small children had all converged. And you know, some people, Scott, seem to be treating this like a picnic. But this was no picnic. This was public anger spilling over and police resorting to force to try to contain them.
Julie, what are the demonstrators calling for?
Well, today they demanded a special session of Parliament. But here's the backdrop. A young girl is lying in a hospital, having undergone 5 surgeries since she was admitted late on Sunday night. 6 men have been accused of raping her while the bus she had boarded with a friend circled South Delhi roads. That bus was reported to have passed through several police checkpoints while all of this was going on. So the brutal circumstances and the charges of ineffective policing have become the rallying cry here. And what many of the demonstrators are demanding is stringent laws for molestation and rape. Many people are even calling for the death penalty. The protesters also want more effective enforcement of the laws by the police and the courts. Rape trials can stretch for years here, which is a huge disincentive for women to report the crime at all. So justice is too often denied because justice is too often delayed. And the protesters also want this young woman to know they are with her.
What kind of response has the government made?
Well, the prime minister has reportedly met with the home minister today. He is directly responsible for law and order. And the minister of home affairs said that the government wants a dialogue and that they urge peaceful protests. And he said the violence was, quote, taking away the sincerity of the protests. There's also consideration of some protesters meeting the president. Now, under pressure this week, and there's a lot of it building, the government said it would fast-track this and other rape cases, that it would adopt a no-tolerance policy in cases of violent crime against women, that bullying of women would not be tolerated. But, Scott, there were 3 more rapes in Delhi that made the news this week, and the cry that went up today among protesters was, shame on the government. And they said, Delhi is out here today, but where is the chief minister of Delhi? And where is Sonia Gandhi, who heads the Congress party? So the government and especially the police are facing a serious public backlash for the way the laws are enforced and for a general lack of safety for women on the streets of the country's capital, which leads the nation in cases of rape.
Julie, what's known about the condition of the young woman who's at the center of this outcry?
Her name is not known. It's being withheld. But she has been on and off a ventilator throughout the week, and it was touch and go. She's in stable but critical condition. The doctors have said that she is improving. And in fact, she is reported to have recorded a statement with a magistrate about the events of last Sunday night. And authorities say it will be admissible in court.
And NPR's Julie McCarthy in New Delhi. Thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you.